Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Dominic Savino, sitting in for Gordon Deal. We examine things like the minds of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, even how to get started on your own. Today's topics: how to create a better workplace at your small business, and ways to identify if you work in a toxic office environment. Well, one thing entrepreneurs always seem to focus on is improving their employees' productivity at work. There are small changes that you can make at your small business to help boost morale and foster passion. Social psychologist Dr. Ron Friedman recently wrote a book titled The Best Place to Work, and he's got some tips for creating a better workplace. Ron, you say in the book that many successful companies encourage employee development by rewarding failure. Why would they do that?
They recognize that if they want their employees to continue learning, continue growing their competence on a regular basis, they need to be able to take risks. Risks are the way in which we collect new abilities. It's the way we learn new skills. So when you have an organization and a manager that says to you, it's okay to take intelligent risks, to experiment with new methods of doing things, we tend to be far more engaged. It's when we treat all failures as disastrous, what ends up happening is people end up covering up for their mistakes and not really learning from the errors that they've accumulated.
But on the flip side of things, talking about kind of norms in the workplace, you say Employee of the Month awards are demotivating.
We often think that if we reward employees with Employee of the Month awards, then they're going to be more motivated. But as it turns out, the opposite tends to happen. And it's because it creates a false sense of competition between coworkers. And so if you've got one employee who you're going to recognize out of a team of 100, then you have 99 people who end up walking away feeling like this month's efforts simply weren't recognized. And even the one employee who did win, they have a sense that, okay, I won it this month, I'm probably not going to win it next month. What organizations should do is create a culture where recognition comes not from a manager, but from fellow team members. And so if you have people recognizing one another on a regular basis, that's going to be far more effective than choosing one employee every month and singling them out.
We're speaking with Dr. Ron Friedman. He's a social psychologist and also the author of a new book called The Best Place to Work: The Art and Science of Creating an Extraordinary Workplace. Another thing, too, that jumped out at me, paying employees to customize their own workplace can help boost productivity by up to 32%. How is that?
Yes, there is a study showing that when you bring people into a workplace and you allow half of the people there to optimize their workspace to their own comfort level by customizing, versus another group who are simply told, sit down here and do your work, the ones who have the ability to customize their workspace tend to be a lot more effective, 32% in fact. And the reason that's happening is, for one thing, when we have the freedom to shape our environment, we experience a sense of personal control, and that gives us confidence and a sense of optimism that we then apply to the way we do our job. A lot of companies that I talk about in The Best Place to Work are actually doing this. You have companies like Etsy providing their employees with a small budget when they're hired, I think it's about $100, to customize their workspace. And when they have that ability to personalize their space at work, they tend to be more engaged, and they also tend to be more loyal to their company.
Thank you, Ron. Dr. Ron Friedman, social psychologist and author of a book called The Best Place to Work. Coming up next, how to identify if you work in a toxic office environment.
While most video surveillance solutions capture and store hours of nothing, CudaEye by Barracuda Networks only captures video when something happens. Once captured on camera, the video evidence is immediately encrypted and sent to the cloud for safe storage and easy retrieval from any web browser or mobile device. With CudaEye, there's no network configuration or software to install. Just plug one or more cameras into your network to better protect your business. Don't get caught with nothing. Do something about it. Check out CudaEye.com. That's CudaEye.com.
Well, it's a pretty powerful question to ask yourself. Are you working in a toxic office environment? It could be one of the reasons why you're not happy at your job. Dr. Paul White is a psychologist and author of a book called Rising Above a Toxic Workplace. He recently chatted with Gordon Deal and told him that poor communication could be just one sign you should be looking for.
Toxic workplaces basically make you feel like you're being poisoned and you're dying slowly. And they involve bad communication, which starts out as either no communication or distortion, lying, indirect communication, people going around the person they should talk to. Highly negative workplace. People are complaining, grumbling, lots of sarcasm, cynicism. That's a problem. Toxic leaders, and they don't have to be at the top of the organization. They can be, you know, midway down, supervisors of departments or whatever. But basically, they're all about themselves, and they only look out for themselves. So they take credit for work that other people do. Mm. They are sort of Teflon-coated. They don't let anything bad stick to them. They use people. They manipulate information. It's not an incompetent person. These people are bad dudes and ladies that just are out for themselves. And, I mean, probably one of the biggest sort of signs is just that you feel like you're not healthy.
It can take time, though, right, as an employee to recognize a toxic workplace, right? Sometimes
absolutely.
You just might think it's you that needs to adjust or something.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in fact, one of the things about a toxic workplace is your thinking gets sort of fogged and screwed up, where you start to take on responsibility for things that really aren't yours, and you feel like it is you, and if you just do better or do it differently, and often your colleagues or boss will tell you that it's you. But in actuality, I mean, over time, you may be able to see, or somebody else can tell you, it's like, dude, this is not you. This is just a nasty place, and they're taking advantage of you. And if you don't set some boundaries, you're going down.
We're speaking with Dr. Paul Weitz. He's a psychologist and also author of a book called Rising Above a Toxic Workplace. You can also see more at his website, appreciateatwork.com. And we're talking about signs you're stuck in a toxic workplace. How about the negative communication that you talk about?
It's huge. There's just a lot of negativity out there. And one of the things, though, that is important to me is we're not just victims. I mean, I'm not here to sort of let people whine and complain, well, what a bad place I work at. We all have choices we can make, and one of them is to not, you know, contribute to the negativity. If you got a group of friends, you walk up and they're grumbling and complaining, just say, hey, I'll catch you guys later. And so don't engage in the negativity. And then secondly, we know that when you start to make some positive comments about people that are doing stuff right, that can grow.
Thank you, Paul. That's Gordon Deal with psychologist and author Paul White. A reminder, you can get more small business reports on our website, thismorningwithgordondeal.com, and we encourage you to leave feedback on whatever podcast platform you use, like iTunes or SoundCloud or TuneIn. Reviews can help us determine what works and what doesn't. Also, if you'd like to share thoughts or ideas about your small business, send Gordon an email, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Dominic Savino, sitting in for Gordon Deal.